Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. The singer Glen Campbell has released his first album of new songs in years. The album is also his last, because Glen Campbell has Alzheimer's disease. Today, Christopher Cruz tells us about the singer and his new CD. Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know.
You have never heard of Glen Campbell, but he was one of the best-known singers in the United States in the late 1960s and early 1970s. He even had his own television show. Campbell sold tens of millions of records. He had 21 top 40 hits, two of them reached number one, and nine number one country albums. And he received 5 Grammy Awards from the music industry. He had hits with songs that have been called arresting country pop classics, like Rhinestone Cowboy, By the Time I Get to Phoenix, and Gentle on My Mind.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind.
Even before his success as a solo artist, Glen Campbell had been one of the music world's most in-demand studio musicians. He played on songs recorded by Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and the Beach Boys, among others. Even with Alzheimer's disease, he remembers those days well.
I could play guitar. You know, when I was in California, I could play. And I knew I could play. People have said this and that and that and that, and my dad said, "Son, if you think you can do it, you can do it. But you got to work at it." I said, "Okay."
But after his success, the music changed. Glen Campbell and his songs simply were no longer popular. He continued to perform, but released few albums. In the 1980s and 90s, he had problems with drug abuse and alcoholism. The lowest point came in 2003, when he was caught driving drunk. He hit a police officer and was jailed for 10 days. The experience shook him. He says as a result, he stopped abusing drugs and alcohol. Now, at the age of 75, Glen Campbell's career is coming to an end. Not because of his age, but because Alzheimer's disease is slowly robbing him of his memory. Campbell decided to record one last album while he was still in good health. He co-wrote some new songs and recorded them on a studio CD called Ghost on the Canvas. This song is called Any Trouble.
Don't go to any trouble. You know I won't be here long. can count on me to tend. Then any trouble you got will be gone. Don't go to any father. Your mother made lemonade. Don't go and make a fuss. Then you forget about us. Then any trouble you got will fade away.
I was lucky to have a chance to meet Glen Campbell in 1967, when I was 8 years old. At the time, my mother wanted to meet him. But he was so popular that it was impossible, unless you were a friend or had connections in the music industry. So my mother added a note at the bottom of a form letter that had been sent to her by the Glen Campbell Fan Club. The note invited us to meet with Campbell before his sold-out show in Boston, Massachusetts. She then wrote his signature at the end of the note. To my surprise, it worked. Security guards let us into his dressing room, and before you know it, I was looking up at the famous singer. Glen Campbell was nice. He called my mother by her first name, and she was calling him Glenn. The picture I have of me from that day, with Campbell putting his arm around my shoulder, is one of my prized possessions. I showed the picture to the singer when I met with him before his recent performance in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He looked at it, pointed to himself in the picture, and asked me who that good-looking gentleman was. It took me a few seconds to understand he was not joking. He did not recognize himself in the picture. But he signed it for me anyway. We have posted the picture on our website, voaspecialenglish.com. At our recent meeting, Campbell asked me where he was. When I told him he was in Philadelphia, he asked me why. He knew he was with his children and his wife, but he did not know why he had come to Philadelphia. When I told him it was because he was to perform that night, he seemed happy. His wife says he becomes Glen Campbell again when he is performing on stage.
I've lived at least 1,000 lifetimes. Walk down a road with no end in sight. I've seen miracles in moonlight and lonely goodbyes. I've faced the consequence and sorrow. Still I stood up and faced tomorrow. I've had dreams I've feared and followed. I found my way home.
Glen Campbell no longer knows the words to even his most famous songs, the ones he has been singing for 40 or more years. During his show, he uses an electronic device that shows him the words he once knew by heart.
Every street is dark and folding out mysteriously. Where lies the chance we take to be always working, reaching out for a hand that we can't see? Everybody's got to hold on hope. It's the last thing that's holding me.
That was Hold on Hope from his new CD. In the song, he sings, "Everybody's got a hold on hope. It's the last thing that's holding me." Campbell will continue performing for as long as his health will let him. He is set to perform in concerts through the end of the year throughout the United States and in the United Kingdom. He even has a concert set for next February. We leave you with a song from Glen Campbell's new album that he co-wrote with Julian Raymond. The song is called A Better Place.
I've tried and I have failed, Lord. I've won and I have lost. I've lived and I have loved, Lord. Sometimes that's such a cost. One thing I know, the world's been good to me, a better place. Wait, you'll see. Some days I'm so confused, Lord. My past gets in my way. I need the ones I love, Lord, more and more each day. To me, a better place awaits, you'll see.
I'm Doug Johnson. This program was written by Christopher Cruz and produced by Katie Weaver. If you have a question about American life, send it to mosaic@voanews.com. Or click on the Contact Us link at voaspecialenglish.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at VOA Learning English. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic in VOA Special English.
I know a place between life and death for you and me. Best take hold on the threshold of eternity and see the ghost on the canvas. People don't see us. Ghost on the canvas. People don't know. When they're looking at souls, in between here and there, there's a place that we can grow. Spirits make love in a wheat field with crows. Like a ghost on a